Hello and welcome everyone to a new episode of Five. Today I will talk with Martina from M-Stories, a startup based here in Munich, who are on a mission to empower more women to start their own business.
For us, entrepreneurship is not necessarily about starting or running a business. It's a state of mind, a principle of life, and an approach to dealing with problems. This is Five, your university podcast on female entrepreneurship by the Munich University of Applied Sciences and the Strasek Center for Entrepreneurship. We strongly believe in diversity. It's just so much more fun and exciting. Diversity in food, in cultures, in places, ways of living, learning, creating, and doing things. It's this desire to explore that we all have in us, to see new things. And yes, to be curious to look what's behind the next corner.
Hello, Martina, and welcome.
Hi, Franziska. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. And today we want to know more about your startup, Martina Stories, and what you're actually doing. And I know that there's something coming up. And we are excited to hear more about your business.
Yes, I'll have to tell you more. My name is Martina. I'm a journalist. I worked for 10 years for a major media company in Munich. It's called Pro7. And I worked there 10 years, the last year as chief reporter. And I traveled a lot. And I was producing features around the world. And I really loved my job. Because Carla Kolumna, I don't know if you know her. Carla Kolumna was also always my hero. And so it was really my dream job. But then after a lot of years, I said, okay, I need something different. I want to dive deeper into topics and I want to do my own decisions. And so I founded my own little media company. It's called M Stories. And our goal is to empower women. We want that there are more women who found their own business, because I think now in Germany there are about 15% of all owners are female owners. But we want to encourage more women to found their own business and to pitch their business at investors so that they also get a funding for their business. And so at our event, we invite investors, female investors, and we invite female founders so that they can connect. And we want to encourage women to go their own way, to connect with others, and to do what they really want to do. And because there are still so many people, I mean, women or men, who do something that they don't really love, but they are thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do this and how I can handle this and what do I do with the finances. And there are so many questions, but I mean, we really think you just have to start and you don't have to do it all by your own. You can look for people who support you, and there are solutions for everything. And so we just want that people do the first little steps, and then everything else will come along the way. So at our events, there are a lot of master classes around business, around entrepreneurship. There are panels, interviews. So and we explain everything about entrepreneurship, and so people can learn from others. And I always tell the people it's not so difficult. It's not like, I say in German, Gehirnchirurgie. I don't know how it's called in English. I just say it's not that complicated. You just have to start. You can look how others did it before you, and then it's not that difficult?
I think maybe you tell us a bit more or more in detail what is specific about the M stories and how do you try to encourage women to start their business?
We do it through storytelling. I mean, I'm a journalist. I really love stories, and we present really exciting stories where female entrepreneurs, but sometimes also male entrepreneurs, tell their stories, and they really tell it in detail. So they give really good advice how you can do it, and I always tell people at every event. First I thought, oh, perhaps it's a little bit rude, but then I say no. I will tell it because it's really true. I tell all my guests, everybody here from the speakers, they are not more intelligent than you. They are not so successful because they have rich parents or they have studied in Harvard or they have so much money or they have like an IQ like Albert Einstein. But the thing is, they are doers. They really do it. But everything what they are doing, you can do it too. And so we really focus on storytelling because, I mean, I really love stories. And our goal is to really present exciting stories and really empower people through the stories and tell them it's not magic. I mean, the people who really build successful businesses and really doing great things and really change the world with their products or with their services. I mean, they're not more intelligent, but they just do it. I mean, they had the courage to do what they want to love, what they love. And they are not thinking about it like 1,000 years because they say, okay, I want to do it, and then I do it. And I don't know how the how it should look like in the end, but I go the first steps and then I will go another step. And so for us, it's really important to explain that that it's not so difficult, and all the successful people who also the successful female founders, I mean, they just started, but at the beginning they really don't know what to do, and they were like you and me. And so this is really important for us to not tell the people, oh, look at this female founder, or look at him or she, and they are so great, and they present them like heroes. Instead, we present them as absolutely normal people, and everything, and you and me, and everybody in the audience can do it too. So, and we ask them really detailed questions about how they do it, and so that they really tell us what tools and tricks they use, and not just I don't want them just to say, oh, like just do it, or you know, that's like this random advice. So for me, it's really important that we really go really deep in the topics, and that they really explain how they do it, and like really in detail, and really give good advice to the audience.
Yeah, I think the next event is coming up, and probably it's online still.
Yes.
I think it was end of April, right?
Yes.
Maybe tell us a bit about who is coming and what to expect, and how to sign up.
Yes, the next event will be in the end of April, and we are really excited because it will be a really, really big online festival. I mean, I really love offline events, because I think it's really magic when really people connect to each other and we can really talk to each other face to face. I really love it, but obviously it's not possible at the moment. So we were thinking, how can we really build a really, really cool online festival where you can really connect to the people, and where you really have fun, and it's not like, okay, I'm sitting in front of my laptop every day, and it's really boring. So we have it's 4 days, and we start every day with lunch and learn, like around lunchtime for 1 hour, and then the next sessions will begin at 4 p.m. And we will have around 50 speakers. We will have talks, panels, masterclasses, but there are also like we have things like a cocktail class with cool drinks and do-it-yourself sessions, yoga, meditation, because I think nobody can really concentrate for hours and hours and hours. So we have we have like talks and panels, and then in between like a yoga session or meditation, so that you can relax a little bit, and then afterwards you can really then you are able to concentrate again. So one of our guests, really cool, it's she's called Dr. Susanna Randall, and Dr. Susanna Randall will be the first female astronaut. And I think she will start her mission in the middle of this year. And Dorothee Bär, she's in our government, and she is her goal is also that we have more female founders. So I'm really happy that Dorothee Bär will join us, and we will have Greta Silva. Greta Silva is like 72 years old and a huge YouTube star. I think with when she was like 65, she started her own YouTube channel, and now she's like really a big YouTube star and a best-selling author. So really cool. And she wants to encourage people, older people. She wants to encourage older people to follow their dreams. And we have the Franzi Kühne. Franzi Kühne built the first really successful, huge digital agency in Berlin. We have the founders from OOIA. We have Anne and Stefan Lemke from Ankerkraut. It's also a really successful entrepreneurs. So yes, really, really a lot of great founders. Some of the founders are really like in the beginning. Some are already very successful, but we also have artists we have scientists. So really from a lot of different areas, but they all have in common that they're all people who are really doing great things and who want to empower people and to have who have a really unique story.
Yeah, cool. I think it's really great to see more of these stories and to also have more media coverage for female founders. Lately, this is also what we try to do with the podcast in our target group of university students, to show them. I mean, in research, it's called social learning theory, which is the theory of learning from and by others. And this is kind of similar to storytelling in that way, because that if you see that someone else could have done it and you can relate to that person or to that story. And I think therefore it's also especially cool that you have such a diverse crowd of people involved in your events, because everyone relates better to the story of someone else, I would say. And I know that you've been also doing videos, and you've been practicing and doing a lot of great stories with other founders. So can you, from all the interviews and all the people you have talked to, I mean, you gained a lot of knowledge probably already. So what were your learnings, or what would you like to pass on maybe to our target group of students? Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I would say, I mean, it sounds a little bit cheesy, But it's really, really true. They found their passion. All the successful entrepreneurs I talk to, or it could also be people in different fields like scientists or artists, they really, really love what they do. I mean, it's also, when you say it, it sounds a little bit simple or cheesy, but I think it's really true, because when you really love what you do, you always go the extra mile and you don't stop. And there are so many hurdles, there are so many challenges. And when you're not, and I experienced it also in my on my journey, when I was doing things where I thought, oh, I can do quick money, or perhaps it's good on paper when I do it. But then there are challenges and I quit because I really didn't love what I do. And so now with M Stories, I really love it. And so there are so many hurdles. I mean, I mean, also with Corona, I mean, it's not very easy for an event business, of course, with the situation. But when you really love what you do, you keep going. So I think this is really, really important. So really to think about what is my passion and what do you want to bring into the world? So, I mean, some people wake up like they are 12 years old and they wake up and they know, oh, I want to be an artist, or oh, I want to be the next Lady Gaga, I want to be the next Steve Jobs. So they are really lucky because they really know what they want to do. For other people, it's a little bit more difficult. They have like five passions, or but then I would say really try. Not just try it. I mean, with a little budget and just go the first steps, and then you will see: are you really in the flow? Is it really what you love? Before M Stories, I also tried a lot of things. I had my main job at the TV station, but on the weekends or after my work, I tried several things and. I mean, it took me some time, but after some months or after some years, you will figure out what is your passion. And so I think this is really important to really go after your dreams. And the second thing is, I mean, I already talked about it. I think all the people I interviewed who are really doing great things, they really are doers. I mean, you don't have to be like extra smart, but you really have to do things. And I think it's not, don't think about everything like 1,000 years, just try, like trial and error, and then you will have more information and you can do it better. So really do it. And another thing is you should build a support team. You don't have to do it on your own, everything. So so think about who are people who can help you, and really write an email to people also when you don't know them. My experience is people who really like to help other people. So I always, I write an email to people I really don't know, but I really like them, or I really think they are really interesting, or perhaps I have a questions. And I mean, you don't get an answer every time, but very, very often you get an answer and they are really happy to help you. So so my advice would be really to think about what are people you admire, or what kind of people already have done things you want to do, and ask them a lot of questions, or build a little team. And when you don't have so much money, you can first perhaps work with freelancers, but don't try to do everything really on your own, and really build your own little support team. So this is really important. And I think this would be like my, the three things that come comes in my mind.
Did you have any like role models or anyone you admire in the startup scene and you think like, wow, their stories really pushed me into a new direction or kind of like inspired me in some way or another?
Oh, there are a lot of.
maybe you can name five or.
The first woman who comes in my mind is Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely is the founder of Spanx, and she was selling fax machines. She really went from door to door. Hello, do you want to buy my fax machine? And but she always has a dream to build like a really huge company. And one day she wants to go to a party and she has like a white pants. And she don't know what to wear under the pants because she wants to do something what you cannot see. And so she built her own underwear for this party. And that was the beginning of Spanx, because Spanx, they are doing like special underwear for women shapewear. And now I think she's like the most successful self-made entrepreneur in the US. She's a billionaire, and her best friends are like Richard Branson and entrepreneurs like this. And she's really cool. I really like to follow her on Instagram because she seems really down to earth. She has like four kids and it's always very chaotic. And she always gives very good advice at her account. And I mean, she doesn't have any founding. She started with $5,000 and now it's like this billion-dollar company. And I think she's really cool woman, really down to earth, and always share a lot of insights. And she also encourage other women. So I think she's really cool. Then I really like Marie Forleo. Marie Forleo is a coach and a really successful and well-known coach in the US. And she also have her own podcast and show, Marie TV. And she always gives a lot of good advice also for female business owners. And at the moment I'm reading her book, Everything is Forgettable. So she's really also empowering women, really cool lady. So Marie Forleo is definitely a woman. And I like Reese Witherspoon because she built her own production company called Hello Sunshine. And her goal is to have more strong female parts in the film industry, because it's so big, because she was really frustrated because when she was like around 40, she doesn't get any good film roles. I mean, she was also like the old woman and she said, hey, why do I not get good film roles? And so her mother told her, okay, honey, when you want to change something, then you have to do it. And so build your own company. And so she built her own film company. Hello Sunshine, and they produce films like Into the Wild, who was very successful, or Big Little Lies was also a very successful with Nicole Kidman and other great female actors. And so I like that, you know, when you are frustrated about something, that you really don't blame the society or other people for it. So just say, okay, I'm thinking about how can I change something. So I really like that.
Yeah, I think this is basically what being an entrepreneur or the entrepreneurial lifestyle is all about, that actually you can, with an idea, with a motivation, maybe with the help of others, with a good team, you can basically change immediately mm-hmm. The way we travel, the way we eat, the way we interact. And I think, yeah, this is really powerful and very inspiring. And so these were kind of like some examples from the US. How would you rate or evaluate the ecosystem here in Munich for women's entrepreneurship? Is there a lot of things going on except of like M-Stories, or how would you see it? Because I mean, there is some reports coming up who actually evaluate also ecosystems, like entrepreneurial ecosystems. What would you think about for Munich?
I think besides M-Stories, there are great opportunities. I really like something called Guide. Guide, they are, I think they are from the government. It's a program with a lot of master classes around entrepreneurship, and it's especially for female entrepreneurs, and for you can really learn great things for a really small budget. So it's called Guide. I remember when I started, I booked there a lot of classes, they have really topics around with a lot of things like finances or how I write my business plan or something like this. So I really like them. Then there's a huge career fair. It's called Her Career in Munich. I also like this career fair. There's Bits and Pretzels. I mean, it's for female entrepreneurs and male entrepreneurs, but I think it's also a great conference. And I think there are a lot of things. I mean, you can really get a lot of help. I mean, you have perhaps to Google a little bit, but when you start, you really see that there's already a lot in Munich. I think, yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. And there's also, yeah, no matter if it's the entrepreneurship centers from universities or if it's more like from the government, there is like, I mean, in whole Germany, there is like also accelerators specifically for women, or also new investor networks coming up specializing on female startup teams. And maybe to round it up, and what would be like your, because sometimes like, you know, it sounds so, what is your passion? What is that? I mean, all these like sound quite bold, and but actually, how would you say like the first five steps? Like if someone thinks, hey, maybe being an entrepreneur could be a career path for me, but maybe also something else. I still don't know. I'm in doubt. I'm a student. I don't know. But what would be like your first five steps on how to decide what is for you, or yeah?
I know that when I started, I also did a lot of internships. So I asked people, hey, I really think it's really interesting what you're doing. Can I perhaps join you for several days or several weeks or months? And so really learn from others. And so then you can really see what they do. You really get great insights, and you can see, okay, is it for me, or perhaps it's not for me? And when you already have an own idea, for me, I would say just test it. So, and you don't have to quit your job. I know when I had the idea with M-Stories, I did it on the weekends, or I did it on the evenings, and then I asked my boss if I can do a sabbatical. So in summer 2019, I had a sabbatical and then I really built my own website with Wix. It's a really easy system, so you don't have to spend any money. So I thought, okay, I will do it on my own because I don't want to spend a little big budget, because at that moment, I don't know, will I continue with M Stories or is it just a nice idea? And so I didn't have the money, so I just built as a website on my own, and I built on social media channels, and I planned my first event, and I really had like no big marketing budget or something, but I just tested, and I was really happy and glad that today you can do so much with a really, really tiny budget. And everybody told me, oh, the website looks really cool, and it was really like cheap. And so, and also for the event, I don't have like this big marketing budget. I just promoted it a little bit on Instagram or something, but there were like 100 women on the first event. So for me, it was really, really important to test it, to really, really test, and to do it on a small budget. And so I would encourage everybody to do the first steps, perhaps build a website, build your social media channels, and go to your group, go to the people you want to reach. And and after the event, I knew, okay, this was really fun and people really liked it. I got a lot of feedback. And so it was, for me, it was really important because I could really test it on a small budget. And after the event, I knew, okay, I want to continue. And then I knew what are the next steps. But first it was just a little idea, but for me it was really, really important to show me and to show the idea so that I could get feedback. So I had the idea, and after like 3 or 4 months I had like the first event, and then because I thought, okay, perhaps people will like it or they will not like it, but I have to do it. I mean, I just cannot just think about it, just do it. And with the sabbatical, I had the time. So I would really encourage people to go public, because a lot of people are a little bit, oh, I will tell nobody, perhaps somebody will steal my idea. I will really do like Sherlock Holmes business, nobody. But it's really difficult. And everybody, also like a successful entrepreneur, always tell me, people should talk about it. It's really important to talk about it, because then other people will help you, and perhaps they have contacts and connections. And so don't be like this mystery person because really go public with it. It will really help you. Yes.
Yeah, I think so too, that this is like really important to talk, to iterate, to experiment, and then to also get in touch with others, in order to really see who are your users, where is your market, in which direction do you want to position yourself in. And today with digital technologies, what you just said, it's sometimes very easy or easier to actually go out and also reach like a international audience. So I think this is really good advice.
Cool.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your advice and some inspirational role models. Thank you, Martina.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.